Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with all the sport, here's Darren.
And there's plenty of it, Audrey. Good morning. The Munster Hurling Final will take place at the TUS Gaelic Grounds on Sunday week. The decider between Limerick and Clare. It'll have a 1:45 throw-in. It's expected to be a sellout. The speculation on where this game was going to go ahead has generated a lot of talk and publicity over the last couple of days. The expectation was that it was going to go ahead at Páirc Uí, but then Clare requested Thurles as the venue. And when that was declined, they suggested Limerick. Many people surprised that Clare have given home advantage to the All-Ireland champions, but former Clare captain and manager Anthony Daly has been outlining to me why this was the right call.
Yeah, Darren, I think it was strongly rumoured kind of yesterday that maybe the Gaelic Grounds is going to be an option, and some people might have felt, you know, shouldn't be going into Clare in their home patch. But look, it's logistically, it's a good venue for everybody. It's 10 minutes from, like, Sir John Conlon, Dermot Ryan, you know, the Shannon lads, the Bridge lads, whatever. It's a great venue, really, right on the doorstep. Easier to get to for those lads than Cusick Park. And I don't think, look, Clare played them there 5 weeks ago. What's the big deal? We all saw last Sunday. It's a fantastic stadium. 50-50 on the tickets. Bring it on, and let's let them at it. They produced an incredible Munster final last year, and I think we might be able to look forward to the same, hopefully, I suppose. Big worry in Clare is Conor Cleary not being on the field for us, but no, I think everybody's delighted. Like, it would have been a bit of a nightmare for Brian Lohan and the team as well, Darren, because matches on a 1:45, like, you have to get to Cork, you know, what time do you leave? How it would have been a bit of a mare. So I think for everybody, this is easier, and I think, look, it's a field with goalposts, and these two teams know each other well, and they'll go at it, and look, we can't wait. We were worried, I suppose, going into the big three games 2 weeks ago, I would say, the Cork match in the senior in the 20s, put up a fantastic display against a great Cork team in the minors, beat Kilkenny in the semi-final, so we're all looking forward to going to Thurles to see our minors on Sunday. And yeah, there's a feeling that we're in a very good place, and we're going to try and, we didn't win Munster, which I suppose upsets a lot of us since 98, so look, we'll be all out to try and win Munster, but at the same time, you know, we're through to the Ireland quarterfinal either way, and the big thing in Munster is we've seen, look at how close Cork were, and yet they're out, so it's all about being in this position, and really, really looking forward to Sunday week.
Yeah, as Dalo says, it's a field, it's got posts, let them at it. I think we're all looking forward to that one, Anthony. Speaking of Páirc Uí, really interesting piece in the Irish Examiner this morning. The GAA has granted the Cork County Board a 12-month repayment break on their stadium debt. So that debt, according to the piece at the ground, stood at about €30 million as of last September, but Cork will not have to make the agreed €500,000 repayment this year. Last year, the venue hosted four big concerts, and there was that big rugby international as well between South Africa and Ireland, but no such events are planned for 2023. Action tonight in the Electric Ireland Minor Championship as Dublin meet Kildare in the Leinster final in Port Laoise, 7:30. Manchester United attacker Anthony Martial's out of the FA Cup final on Saturday. They're playing Manchester City, and he's out with a hamstring injury. The Europa League final takes place at 8 o'clock tonight at Sevilla against Roma in Budapest. The Irish men's cricket team play England at Lord's tomorrow. It's the first of four in an official test match. The Irish still finding their feet at this level, but this will be their first match against the English at this iconic venue since that very first test meeting in 2019. The Irish, though, really growing as a group, and Harry Tector has been remembering what it was like to watch that clash 4 years ago with John Kenny.
I mean, you talk to all the lads who played it, they say it's one of their favourite moments in Irish shirts. So to be involved this time is going to be something really special. I know we've all got a lot of family and friends going over, which will be really special. Hopefully Lords will turn green for a few days. And yeah, really, really looking forward to it.
And you've seen shots of the long room and the walking through and the members there as well. It's not just a game of cricket, is it? This is all about a lot about history, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the home of cricket, really, isn't it? It's one of the world's most historic grounds, and for us to be playing a test match there, the significance can't be understated. It's a huge event against England, the start of their test summer and Ashes summer, so it's not only a massive game for us, it's a big game for them as well.
There was a big shock at the French Open as second seed Daniel Medvedev lost in five sets to the Brazilian qualifier Thiago Ciboti-Vich in the first round. Stephen Higgins got Medvedev's reaction to the loss after the match.
Just wondering, when you play someone where there's such a gap in ranking and they come out in such hot form, are you expecting the level to drop? Is that what surprised you?
Yeah, he dropped it only in one set, and I managed to use it. I mean, second tiebreak, he did some mistakes when he had a set point. But yeah, I really, in my opinion, tried, you know, to, let's call it, try to make him win this match, and he managed to do it. So again, no problem with that. He played great. I think he's a great player. He won US Open Juniors, if I'm not mistaken, and stuff like this. It's just that his life is going to be better if he plays like this every match. He's going to get more money, more sponsors, win big titles. But he has to play like this, not once on Philippe Chatrier, yeah, but a lot of times in different tournaments all over the world throughout the year. We have to wait and see.
And last year's runner-up in the women's draw, Coco Gauff, recovered from a poor start to beat Rebecca Mastrova 2-1. Finally, horse racing today is at Wexford, and the action there gets underway at 5:30.